Zok de Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Ahalas, Perik Tes, Mishnah, Yud, Beis. So we continue to go with the same cycle, meaning to say, just like we had in the previous cases, what changes if it's a tefach off the ground? So here too in our case. Our case is we have a kaveres on the outside, totally on the outside, under the open sky, laying to the side. But in this Mishnah, in Mishnah Yud Beis, Hoise Gevoyim in Aretz Tefach, it was raised the Tefach off the ground. So now, underneath is an oil, and it spreads the Tumah. Remember, the Kaveris is a Keli. We'll soon see a different Shita, but for right now, the Kaveris is a Keli, and therefore it could spread Tumah, but it can't block Tumah. Because it could spread Tumah, so therefore, Tumah Tachtaf, there's a Kazayas of Tumah, let's say, underneath the Kaveris, Ayal Gaba, or on top of it, Hakol Tummy, everything would be Tummy, El Etaycha, besides, so what's inside? Let's understand what happens. If there's Tumah underneath it, being that I have a Tefach over here, from the floor till the bottom of the Kaveris, that Tefach of airspace is its own oil. That means that the Tumah doesn't just go up or down in a straight line, it spreads throughout the entire bottom of the oil. Because the Kaveris cannot block the Tumah, it also spreads to what's on top, not just what's on a straight line of the Tumah. But being that the Tumah spread to the entire underneath, that whole Tumah comes to the entire top. Still, what's inside the actual Kaveris is protected. What if there's Tumah on top? What happens? Well, if there's Tumah on top, it comes down in a straight line, because the Keli itself cannot block the Tumah. Once it comes down, it comes out into an area of a Tefach, Tefach by Tefach, and now it spreads from side to side. So again, if there's Tumah underneath, it spreads from side to side, it goes all the way up. What's inside the Kaveris is protected, whatever's on top of the Kaveris becomes Tumah. Even if the Tumah is on top, what's going to happen is it does go straight down in a straight line. Once it comes down, it spreads to the entire bottom of the Kaveris and comes back up. So either way, whether the Tumah is on top or the Tumah is on the bottom, if you're going to have a tefach underneath, everything will be tameh. El atoicha, besides or what's inside, that is going to be protected. Weiter zakt de Mishnah. Bisaicha, if the kazayas of meis is inside, then hakol tameh, then everything is tameh. Whatever is inside, whatever is on top, whatever is underneath. Why? If it's inside, the entire inside fills up with tumah from side to side. If the kaveris cannot block the tumah, it goes underneath. Once it goes underneath, and you have a tefach of area underneath, that's its own oil, from the floor till the bottom of the kaveris. Everything there will be tummy. As far as what's on top, that'll also be tummy, because as long as the entire inside of the oil fills up, never mind that it can't block the tumah that's coming up from underneath, but it can't block the tumah that's inside. That's going to go all the way up, and not just what's in a straight line of the tumah. But because the tumah is inside, so the tumah takes over the whole inside of the oil, and it comes up to anything that is on top of the kaveris. Zok dama de Mishnah weiter. Ba'amed, v'ara memurim, when do we say these halachais? Bisman shu keli, because it's a keli. And like we said all along, a keli cannot block tumah, it can only spread tumah. Hoitze b'chusa b'kuka b'kash. Let's say it lost its status of a keli. You can't use it as a kaveris anymore. It broke open. Even though you filled it up with straw, that's not called correcting it. It's not a keli. Oh, if it's not a keli, as a din of an oil. An oil could block tumah. Now here comes a second case. And this is going to be a big chiddush, because in a way, we're going to introduce a new shita that we didn't have till now. Until now, we said time in and time out again, and rightfully so, that even though this keli protects itself, it doesn't become tumah. Because it is machzekes arbaim sa, you could pour in 40 sa of liquid into it, it's big enough that it doesn't become tummy. But still, because it's a functioning kaveres, it can't block tumah. And indeed, that was the shita till now. That was the shita of the Tanakam. Now we're going to have a brand new shita. We're going to have the shita of the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold, if it takes in 40 sa and it won't become tummy on its own, it'll also block tumah. Even though it's a functioning kaveres, even though it's a functioning kaveres. You can't split the hair. Either it is tummy or it's not tummy. And if it's not tummy, because it takes in 40 sa, say the Chachamim, then even though it's a functioning Kaveres, and Lechayrus should have a Shem of a Keli, we say no, it has all the dinam of an oil. Not only does it spread Tumah, it also blocks Tumah. This is a new thing that we didn't see till now. Let me say it one more time, because it's a big chiddush. It's a big turn in the road here. Until now we were saying, that maybe the Kaveres can hold 40 Sah, and therefore it protects itself, it doesn't become Tumah. But because you're using it as a Kaveres, it's called a Keli, and it cannot block Tumah. It's an oil to spread Tumah, but it cannot block Tumah. The Chachamim say, if it holds Arboim Saw, it doesn't become Tumah on its own, and it does block Tumah. It's a regular oil. So either it's no longer a Keli, because it broke and you filled it up with straw, that's according to everybody, or it's no longer a Keli according to this new sheet, according to the Chachamim that we're being introduced to now. Or machzek es arboim sa, you could put in 40 sa, and the meila doesn't become tamei on its own, and kedivri chachamim, the chachamim argue on the Tanakama, and they say, if it doesn't become tamei on its own, it has no din of a keli, and it will block the tumah. So therefore, says the Mishnah Vayter, now that we're not dealing with a keli, but we're dealing with an oil, so kezayis min ames nosen tachtev, there's a kezayis min ames underneath. So straight down, connecting on that tahayim, all the way to the tahayim, deep down into the ground, as much as you can go is tummy. But only in a straight line, because now we're saying it's not high at tefach off the ground. This case of the broken keli, or the keli that's machzik abayim, so according to the chachamim, at this point is not, we're going back to where we're saying it's not a tefach off the ground, that's why if there's tum underneath, it goes only straight down, not off to the sides. Al gab of the tumah is on top, kenegdai straight up out of the kiyah till the sky, there's nothing blocking your tummy. But that's it. That's the only thing that's going to be tummy. If there's tumah on top, it won't affect what's inside the kaveris or what's underneath the kaveris. And if there's tumah underneath, it won't affect what's in the kaveris or what's on top of the kaveris. Because this shita says, this is an oil that blocks tumah. So bisaycha, if the tumah would be inside, ain't tummy alataycha. Only what's inside would be tummy. But not above it, not beneath it. Add to this, hoisek vayim in aretz tefach, suppose it was off the ground by a tefach. This broken keli, or the keli that's machzik 40 so according to the chachamim. So now I have a situation where there's an oil underneath. Because from the ground to the bottom, I have a tefach. So here I'm going to say tumah tachtev. There's tumah underneath. It's not just a straight line down that's tummy, but rather tachtev tummy, the whole area underneath is tummy. Bisaychev, the tumah is inside the kaveris, toicha tummy, inside is tummy. But that's it. Not on top, not on bottom. Because it's not a keli, it's an oil that blocks the tumah. Al gabef, the tumah is on top, connect the adarikiyah tummy. Straight line up till the sky is tummy, there's nothing to block it over there. But in the kaveris, that's protected. Underneath the kaveris, it's blocked. Even straight underneath, under the kaveris, blocked. If it's not a keli that's makabel tumah, then the tumah is blocked. Okay, so let's chazer over what we had here in our Mishnah Yud Beis. Again, we're talking about a kaveres laying on its side, but totally outside. There's no house here. There's anything about the tumah in the house or whether the tumah goes into the house. Because it's no shaychus to the house. It's outside in the garden. It's outside in the courtyard. If it's a functioning kaveres, this goes again according to the Tanakama, and it's off the ground by a tefach,